Can you tell me about applying for DACA in the first place and what it's meant to your life? How has it changed your life?
Yeah, so originally DACA, it definitely opened up a lot of doorways for myself. I was able to apply prior to entering college, and so I entered college with DACA, and that allowed me to work and fund my college education, help my family out, even potentially help my siblings who are also going to college soon, because college is expensive, you know.
Can I ask where your family's from?
Yeah, so my family's originally from Mexico. I migrated to the United States when I was 2 years old, so I've been here about like 22, 23 years going on now.
So coming to the US at two, we hear a lot about, most DACA recipients don't remember the country of their birth. The US is really the only home that they've known. Is that how you feel?
Yeah, definitely. Like I mentioned, I did come here when I was two, so even, being aware or having any memories of prior to 2 years old is possibly in technically impossible. I don't have any memories of home, and I definitely yearn for the day so I can go back. I was fortunate enough to be able to travel to Mexico via Advanced Parole, which was something that was originally offered as part of the DACA program. But over the years, as we've noticed, the administration did revoke that right, and that might be something that might be eligible now. But that's definitely something that people look forward to. But yeah, a lot of DACA recipients haven't necessarily been able to go back to their country of birth, because that's not something that they're allowed to do.
We have seen really harsh language and harsh policies from the Trump administration, specifically on Mexican immigrants to the United States, from the time he was a candidate. And of course, throughout his time in the White House. I wonder, given all of that, if this takes on extra weight for you today.
Yeah, so there's definitely, an anti-immigrant rhetoric that's grown a little bit more within being under the Trump administration. But like the fact that, DACA program is still alive and people are still willing to continue and fight for it definitely shows that that's not what our nation is about. It definitely seems like we are immigrant friendly, and this is our home. That like at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to. It's not necessarily a legal fight. It's not necessarily, I don't know how to put it. It's more so, morality based. People are here to work. People are here to contribute to the world, make a living for themselves and support their families. It's not, we're not committing any crimes, so he keeps stating. But yeah, it definitely has brought up an increase in anti-immigrant rhetoric. But like I mentioned, this fight is still here. The fact that this program is still alive, it gives me hope to continue.
And can you tell me a bit about your work as a paralegal in immigration law?
Yeah, so fortunately, growing up, in this type of limbo, it definitely opened up my eyes to how my community in itself may not always be aware of or may not always know like where to seek the solutions regarding immigration law. So I definitely wanted to educate myself and become part of that sector and work in that sector so I can, become one of those people that wouldn't oppress the community, but basically educate them on what their immigration rights are. So working as an immigration paralegal here in Buffalo, New York specifically, we are very close to the Batavia immigration detention facility. So a lot of our clients come from there. I want to say at least half of them. And it's definitely been a learning experience, seeing firsthand how people have to interact with the administration when they're trying to seek some form of immigration relief. It gives you a very, realistic, and it questions morality sometimes when you go through cases like these, but it definitely has opened up my eyes, and I feel like this is what I was, born to do, because all I want to do is help my community.
Okay, Flora, thank you so much. I think we'll leave it there for today.
No problem. Thank you.